Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
Wake up smiling every moment.
The wake up call.
Wake up. It's the wake up call. 106.5 The End.
People complain about high rent in New York City. I like it. I think it's nice. I think it's great because nothing makes you more conflict averse as a couple than when both of you know that neither of you could afford that place alone. Like, that solves most of our battles. If she came home tonight and was like, Matthew, I cheated on you. Be like, hey, let's talk about it. You know, like, what's up? I'm here to listen. My only question is, what's his name and how soon can he move in? That's what I want to know.
Gavin, Katie, Kevin, here we are to save the day with chuckles and giggles. It's going to be same weather as yesterday, but then how close are we to this rainstorm?
I mean,
let's see. How close are we?
Isn't it going to rain and rain and rain and rain?
It's going to rain for like a week, over a week. Yeah, it starts, what is today?
Wednesday.
It starts on Friday.
So does this mean it'll rain in Southern California?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, thank God.
I know. Which, by the way, great news. If you're listening to his truth, social truths, Donald Trump did the rain. He took credit for the rain.
No, he did not.
Yeah, so that's awesome. That's cool.
He didn't do that.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
And you call 916-909-1065 right now to play Married Name Upgrade Downgrade. It's called branding.
Right. Okay.
Look what we did to the Universal Studios music.
I know, you always say that.
Good morning, Kaylin.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Katie's doing terrible today.
It's kind of true.
Is it the barbecue?
Yes. Thank you. It is. What is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Kaylin Dunn.
Kaylin Dunn. You sound like a very sexy country singer.
Oh, you think so?
Kaylin Dunn?
I like that.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't like it.
Kaylin Dunn sounds like a Disney Channel star to me. Okay, what's your married name?
My married name is Kaylin Bear. B-A-I-R.
Kaylin Bear.
B-A-I-R.
Bear. Mm-hmm. Kaylin Bear.
Bear. Yep.
It sounds like when you go to a zoo and you're like, is that a bear? And they go, yeah, I think it is. It's so small. Well, it says here on the sign, it's called a Kaylin Bear. And they walk around on their hind legs like people. Well, it's a downgrade.
Yeah, it's going to be a downgrade.
Kaylin Dunn's a great name.
Really?
Or yeah. was a great name.
Wow. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, that is a downgrade. Thank you so much for listening, though. Good morning, Casey.
Good morning.
All right, so you are also engaged, so this hasn't happened yet. Casey, what is your current last name?
My last name now is Martinez, okay, and my name is spelled with just two letters, so it's just a K and a C, so it's really short.
Your Christian government name is K and C?
Yep.
Why did your parents do that to you?
I'll be damned.
Why did they do that?
Well, they picked Casey, and then the two letters of their first names were K and C, so they put them together.
Okay.
Do we like that?
Kind of.
Kevin's outside shaking his head.
I feel like if you're Casey Martinez in high school,
yeah,
you are popular AF.
You better be cute.
You're super cute.
Yeah.
You're obviously super cute.
All right.
Okay, what could you marry into?
Leos. L-E-O-S.
Casey Leos.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a company. If I see the letters KC Leos,
it seems like a carpet company.
Yes, something stupid.
Or some sort of like deep cleaning.
Yeah, like something we all need, but we also don't understand why they have a storefront. You know?
Yes. Did you see the Casey Leos van?
Did you pay the Casey Leos bill? No, I'm just going to run it down to the building. They have a building? Yeah. Why?
Who did your solar? Casey Leos.
Casey Leos.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going to say downgrade.
That's a downgrade.
I can't believe I'm saying that, but yeah. Congratulations on your wedding, though. We have time for one more. Do you want to talk to Rosemary, Nicole, or Alexandria?
Rosemary.
All right, good choice. It's my mother's name. Rosemary, what is your maiden name?
My maiden name is Rosemary Filippo.
Rosemary Filippo.
Filippo, okay.
I love that. I love it's going fun. To the dolphin show at SeaWorld and watching them do Filippos. All right.
Okay, and what is your married name?
My married name is Rosemary Ali'ilua.
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 All right.
First I'd like to say good morning and an Ali'ilua to you. Okay.
You're right. You can only say that while you're doing Shaka Hand.
Right. Do you go by Rose, Rosie? Is there any other way you do your name?
No. Well, a lot of people, they just call me either Rose or Mary or Rose.
So yes is the answer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to do here.
That changes everything because...
Rose Ali'ilua...
Ali'ilua, this is the same thing. Ali'ilua is beautiful.
See, I wanted to just be Rose, though.
Rose Ali'ilua.
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 Yeah.
I have to take a pause in the middle of it, right?
Okay, so I'm going to say upgrade.
I'm not.
Oh.
I think Filippo is a lot more...
Is it Filippo or Filippo? No, it is Filippo.
This is America. I'll say it however I want.
That's right.
Okay? So, look, Kevin, we need you to split the difference here. Which one is it?
I'm going to say downgrade because it's so hard to say.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm sorry about that. It's a downgrade, but Rose or Rosemary or Rosie or whatever you go by, we're still not sure. Sorry about that, okay?
All good.
All right.
All good.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
It's time for us to play Hang 10. Ah, man, as soon as I hear that ukulele, I relax.
Good.
Do you relax?
I'm always relaxed.
Always?
Yeah.
That must
you didn't
be
know
nice.
That about me?
No, did not know.
Oh, yeah, that's what they say about me.
Human Klonopin, that's what they call you.
Right? Little Miss Relaxation.
Amy, are you there?
I'm here.
Congratulations, you're caller 17.
Yay.
Yay. And you've never played Hang 10 before, right?
No, just along with you guys in the morning.
Oh, okay. But you've heard us play it. It's not like you're new to the game.
Yeah, I've heard it.
But... okay, fantastic. So three categories. You get 10 seconds to name five things in each category that applies. Each thing's worth 1 point. You need 11 points to win. And this has proven to be a lot harder this week than we thought.
Than some weeks. That's true.
And you're playing for Katy Perry tickets. She's coming to the Chase Center in July. Tickets go on sale Friday. You want a practice round?
Sure.
All right. Katy, can you think of a practice round real fast? All right. 10 seconds on the clock. Go ahead.
In 10 seconds, name five different kinds of soda. Go.
Coke, Pepsi, 7-Up. Sprite, Mountain Dew.
Man.
Nailed it.
See, you are very, very ready for this game.
Yes.
Okay?
I feel good about this.
I feel good about it, too.
Okay.
We want somebody to legitimately win.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Now we're going to play for real. 10 seconds on the clock. We're playing Hang 10 for Katy Perry tickets.
In 10 seconds, name five different ways a woman can do her hair. Go.
Beehive, French braid, Dutch braid, pixie cut, ponytail.
Very good.
That was great. As soon as you said that, I was like, what the hell? But I'm no lady.
Right.
I don't know these things.
Yeah.
It's interesting we started with the beehive.
I love it.
Love it.
Blast from the past.
Why doesn't it come back?
I don't know.
You know, be brave, girls.
Amy Winehouse tried.
Yeah. That didn't turn out well. Okay. Maybe we shouldn't bring it back. Okay. All right. You got 5 out of 5 on that one. So this is fantastic. Okay. All right. Here we go. Next category. Maybe something even harder.
Okay. This one, depending on the person, could be harder.
All right.
In 10 seconds, name 5 wonders of the world. Ooh. Go.
Ooh. The Pyramids of Giza. I think the Amazon rainforest. The
I don't know. I don't think.
I'll be honest. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure the rainforest is that one of the natural wonders of the world?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not seeing rainforest.
All right. We'll give you 1 point on that one.
Okay.
That was tough.
That was tough. Okay. This one's a little bit easier. I feel good about this. In 10 seconds. How many does she need?
She's 5.
Okay. In 10 seconds. Name 5 things you can find in a hotel room. Go.
Soap, bed, curtains, TV, pillows.
All right, that's it. I mean, you can keep going if you want to. Wow. You know what wasn't mentioned? The Bible. just saying, Amy.
Such a weird thing that still happens.
But anyway, though, congratulations. You legitimately won Katy Perry tickets. We love
thank
that.
Thank you.
You're going to go see her at the Chase Center in July. And who are you going to bring with you?
Oh, my husband, Dave.
Oh, I love that. Dave, big Katy Perry fan.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katy Perry.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katy?
Her Senate confirmation hearing starts tomorrow, but right now it's time to play Are You Smarter Than Katy? In what position?
Comptroller.
What? Comptroller?
Uh-huh.
The federal comptroller?
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know we had one of those.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't know what a comptroller is.
Me neither.
Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
What's a comptroller?
A person that controls comp.
Oh, right. Right.
Smart. Smarter can't.
We're so dumb. Nicole, who's in the car with you?
Oh, my daughter, Emma.
Your daughter, Emma.
I have a daughter, Emma.
They're the best.
They are the best. Aww.
All right, enough love fest. It's time to battle.
Okay, yeah, I hate you.
Get out of here. Katie's leaving the studio. I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. The jackpot is up to $100. Are you ready to play?
Well, let's see how today goes.
All right. Question one. RFK Jr. was appointed by President Trump to lead HHS, and his Senate confirmation hearing is starting right now, and it will be fiery. He's a very controversial pick given his lack of any medical experience and views on vaccines, with his own family members saying he shouldn't get the job. What does HHS stand for?
Health and Human Services.
Question two. The Jonas Brothers are returning to their Disney roots. They'll be starring in a Christmas movie that will be exclusively released on Disney Plus, and it will be called The Jonas Brothers Christmas Movie. Very clever. How many siblings outside of the band do the Joe Bros have?
Oh, no. Let's say two.
Question three. Coldplay is about to break the record for the largest arena show in the world. They're going to play a concert in India at a venue that holds 220,000 people, and it is expected to sell out. Which of the following is not a Coldplay album? Moon Music, Music of the Spheres, or Walking Music for Walking?
Emma, take a guess, because I don't know. The second one.
Okay. Question four. Jelly Roll is on vacation in Hawaii, and he posted a video of something that he was shocked by. No one recognized him. He was standing in line at a gas station, and one of his songs came on, and nobody realized that they were standing next to him. Is Hawaii closer to North America or Asia?
Ooh, we're going there in February. I'm going to say Asia.
All right, bragger.
But I think that's wrong.
Question. Well, do you want to change it?
Yeah, North America.
Okay. Question five. President Trump made an offer to federal employees still working from home, return to work or quit with an 8-month payout. He said only 6% of federal employees work full time in the office. But the truth is only 10% of federal workers actually still work from home. So he was off by almost all of it. If you make $8,500 a month and you take the 8-month payout, how much will you get before taxes?
$68,000.
Okay. All right. Please bring Katie back in here. And Nicole and Emma, where are we off to?
I just pulled up to work.
You're pulled up to work. Okay. And then what? Does Emma drive herself to school or what's going on?
No, her band teacher actually picks her up. I'm a teacher.
I love that.
Oh, cute.
That makes so much sense. And her band teacher. What instrument do you play, Emma?
Trombone.
Yeah.
Yes, that's cool.
Can I tell you, I always loved the trombone. I always thought it was cool. Well, I was in a ska punk band in college, so we had a trombone player. Do you even know what
Awesome.
Do you know what ska is, Emma?
Nope.
All right.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
You should look it up. It makes band kids look really cool. All right, here we go.
Oh, there we go.
You're on hold. Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one. RFK Jr., you know, he was appointed by President Trump to lead HHS, and his Senate confirmation hearing is starting right now. Do you see what his cousin Carolyn Kennedy posted yesterday?
No.
Poof, man. It was a fiery video of all the reasons why he shouldn't get the job. What does HHS stand for?
Health and Human Services.
Yes. Health and Human Services. Question two, the Jonas Brothers are returning to their Disney roots. They'll be starring in a Christmas movie on Disney Plus this year with, get this title, The Jonas Brothers Christmas Movie.
Oh.
It's a great title.
Man, we really just gave up on that one, huh?
How many siblings outside of the band do the Joe Bros have?
Just one.
Yeah. Do you know what his name is?
Frankie.
It is Frankie. Yep. Yeah.
Man, to be Frankie. I don't know if that's wonderful or terrible.
I'll bet he's doing great.
Really?
I'll bet.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe Frankie's got an awesome job. Maybe he's a comptroller.
You know what? You got me there.
Controlling all that comp. Question three. Coldplay is about to break the world record for the largest arena show. They're doing it in India at a place that holds 220,000 people.
My God.
Could you imagine?
I didn't know that there were that many Coldplay fans.
I didn't either. Which of the following is not a Coldplay album? Moon Music, Music for the Spheres,
okay,
or Walking Music for Walking?
Probably Walking Music for Walking.
That is correct. Okay. Question four. Jelly Roll is in Hawaii, and he posted a video of something he was shocked by. Nobody recognized him. He was standing in line at a gas station, and one of his songs came on, and nobody around him realized that they were standing right next to him.
That's great.
Normally, I'd be like, that's a little pretentious, but Jelly Roll has a look.
Completely.
Is Hawaii closer to North America or Asia?
Oh, gotta be North America.
It is. By quite a bit.
Right.
Follow-up question.
Okay.
Are Nicole and Emma going to Hawaii next month?
Oh, yes.
That is correct also. Question five. President Trump made an offer to federal employees still working from home, return to work or quit with an eight-month payout. He said only 6% of federal employees work full-time in the office. But the truth is that actually only 10% of federal employees still work from home. So it was a little bit off.
What difference does that make?
If you make $8,500 a month and you take the eight-month payout, okay, how much will you get before taxes?
Okay. Oh, boy.
3 seconds. Three, two.
This is right. $27,000.
$68,000. You were off by a little bit. You know, I was thinking when I saw that announcement, what if they all said yes? Who would do their jobs? Anyway, you know what? That's better left to the suits in Washington.
I mean, you love people working from home, so you should be thrilled by that.
I love people working from home.
I mean, you love people not working at home anymore. You want everybody back at work.
They are back to work. That was the point.
I thought only 10% of them were.
No, only 10% of them still work from home.
Oh!
He said only 6% still go into the office, and the truth is only 10% still work from home.
Oh.
90% go in now. Anyway.
Well, soon you'll be happy. You got what you want. It'll be 100%.
Nicole and Emma, final score. You guys got 3, but Katie got 4.
Woo! Oh. So close, ladies.
It was well fought. It was well fought. We're going to have $20 in the jackpot tomorrow. What is it that you want to tell us?
Well, we're not as smart as Katie today.
Not today, but you're a better trombonist.
Sure wish we had a trombone to go womp, womp,
yeah.
Womp.
Emma, where were you on that one?
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
You know what they say about Kevin? First one in, last one out of the public library to search all the microfiche trying to find interesting facts to make us more interesting for his segment, Did You Know, with Kevin.
Did you know? Allodoxophobia is the fear of other people's opinions. It's a rare social phobia that's characterized by an irrational and overwhelming fear of what other people think.
What is it again?
Allodoxophobia.
I don't think that is... How could that be rare? I feel like that is a lot of people.
You think?
That they're so worried about other people's opinions? Yeah.
I feel like we live in a society now where no one cares at all what other people think. Remember shame? Remember how great shame was? We live in a shameless society now.
Do you have shame?
Yes.
Okay, so me too. So I'm here to tell ya, you're just basing that off of social media. Just walk around with other human beings. Trust me.
You think that people are still very self-conscious? What do you think, Kevin? You're the expert.
I think people are self-cautious.
Self-cautious?
Yes.
What's self-cautious?
Worried about themselves and what people think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You have such a command of the English
language. Yes, I do. Okay. That's why I don't care what other people think.
Okay.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. So they say, oh, wow, he doesn't know English, but he's on the radio. And I say, yes, bitch, I am.
Right.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. Self-cautious king. That's what they call him.
Yes.
All right. Did you know with Kevin?
Did you know the Spice Girls were originally a band called Touch Torch Touch?
Touch Torch Touch?
It's Touch. It's just Touch.
Touch Torch Touch.
The
just
U
touch?
Turned into an R just now. Give me a second.
Okay. So what were they?
Touch.
Okay. They were called Touch.
Just Touch.
They put a quote in, but I don't need to read the quote, right?
Oh, I see. Okay.
When we first started Touch, we were pretty bland. That was the quote with the fact.
Who said that? Which one of the three Spice Girls?
I'm going to say Sparky Spice.
Sparky Spice. So there used to be four Spice Girls.
Can you tell us who the Spice Girls are?
Yes,
the Spice Girls.
They're the singers.
No,
oh,
no.
Their names.
Names of, okay,
Sporty so Spice.
Sporty, Sparky.
Sparky Spice.
Okay.
Mild Spice.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And Hot Spice.
So there used to be four.
Four.
And that was their names when they were in the band called Touch.
Touch, yes.
What was it about the name the Spice Girls that made them think, okay, this is going to work for us?
I think they were watching Powderpuff Girls one day. And
okay.
then they're like, ooh, sugar, spice, everything nice. That's yeah. what I'm made of. Let's become the Spice Girls.
Sporty, Sparky, mild, and who?
Hot.
And hot.
Yes.
Which one was your favorite?
My favorite was Sparky.
Why?
She had that little edge.
Yeah, and the quote's from Sparky, right?
I think so.
I think so, or did you read it?
I read it.
Right. Wow, that was a good one. All right, did you know with Kevin? Give us one more fact.
Did you know the ancient Romans used to drop a piece of toast into their wine for good health?
Okay, so the ancient Romans...
hold on. What do you think an ancient Rome is?
People that live in Rome.
Yeah.
Okay. Bitch. Okay. Just making sure. Right. Yeah. I'm a bitch.
What year was this?
Circa 1700s.
Okay.
BC 700.
Wow. Really long
Before
time ago.
Before a century.
Okay.
Yes.
Before centuries.
Yes. BC 700.
I see. Okay.
BC stands for before a century. Okay.
And what does it say?
No, you're right.
Yeah. No, you're right. And how did they make toast back then?
Make toast with bread.
No, I know, but like they didn't have toasters, right? Or did they have toasters?
Oh, no, they didn't have toasters. What they did was they made the bread, okay? And then they left it out in the sun because it was so hot. They didn't have AC.
Was it hotter back then than it is now?
So hot.
Really?
It was really hot. That's
Someone should tell climatologists that.
Yeah, they had to fight in Colosseums because it was so hot.
They had to fight in Colosseums. Okay, all right. I didn't know they did that because it was hot.
No.
Well, yeah.
I thought it was more for entertainment.
Yeah.
Yeah, entertainment was there, but people went there because it was not as hot.
All right, so it was hot.
Yes.
So they would leave the bread out.
Yes, and then it dried up like a crouton.
Uh-huh.
And then they called that toast.
And they would dip it in wine.
No, they put it in their wine because it would soften the bread, and then it soaks up the wine, so it's kind of like wine bread.
Uh-huh.
It's delish.
And so that's why today we say...
That's why during church we eat wine and bread.
Oh, that has nothing to do with the body of Christ.
Who?
Okay.
Yes, BC, before Christ. Yes, that's what they did.
No, BC, body of Christ.
Oh, yes! Slay!
Not the reaction I was hoping for that phrase, but there you go. Kevin, thank you so much. Woo! We learned so much about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
about Sparky Spice.
Sparky, yeah.
And what was the first one again? Oh, and how Kevin doesn't care what you think.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Fun delivered on the Wake Up Call is the most fun you'll ever have opening the mail. The company Fun Delivered, which is out of Florida, buys up undelivered, unopened packages that never make it to their final destinations. You can buy them if you want to. We have a big box of them. They used to be a big box. Well, the box is big, but it's practically empty now. And there's 5 items left in this box. I think this actually is going to be kind of exciting.
Why?
Because with only 5 items left, there's no wiggle room anymore with Fun Delivered. What you see is what you get. And one of them's a book.
So yeah, I'm not taking the book.
Wow.
I'm not.
That's mean.
I took the book last time.
Yeah, your turn.
And if you're wondering how do we know, you can tell.
You can
tell. When you're professional fun deliverers like we are, you can tell what's a book and what's not. It's got a feel. You can move it like a snake, you know, inside of it. But anyway, though, yeah, so there's five items left in the box. We are getting another big box. Don't worry. But Kevin, go over there.
Okay.
I'll let you go first. Because this, now it's really time to like, okay, let's see.
Oh, boy.
So he's going through. Pick the book. Is that the book?
Nope.
Oh, that looks very Asian.
I took something that says rise.
Ooh, maybe it's motivational. Like,
and describe what the packaging looks like, because that's not normal bubble wrap.
It looks kind of like fall-esque, like leaves and stuff.
I mean, those are like palms, right?
Oh, it says superfoods.
Oh!
Does that mean healthy?
I probably.
Okay, let's hope I get some monk fruit.
And how big is it?
It's as big as my two hands.
As big as two hands?
It's about 8x10.
Okay, and Katie took no time at all because one of the things left in there is pink.
Pink.
Yep. So I took the pink package, and
it
feels like maybe there's like a headband inside.
A headband?
Yeah, maybe.
Would that be exciting if it was a headband?
Depends on what kind of headband.
I don't know if I've ever seen Katie wear a headband.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, maybe today's the day.
All right, I'm going to go in there. Since you people won't take the book.
Are you taking the book?
No.
Take the book.
Wow.
Oh, you wanted everybody else to take the book.
No, yeah.
I took the book last time. Someone else has to take the book.
I'm not going
to
do it.
I'm not reading.
Wow. I took a little teeny tiny box.
Yeah.
And it's about the size of a like a 3x5 card.
There's just no way that has something fun in it.
Yeah.
I can't see how it's possible.
Sounds
well,
like a
whatever it is, there's something more fun in it than a book. Sorry, readers. I can't think of a single book that would get me really excited. So anyway, watch. That one turns out to be a first edition,
Right, yeah.
You don't even know what good books there are.
I was trying to think of, what's the name? Oh, Christmas Carol. That's it.
Okay.
All right. So we've got our packages, and we are going to open them in a little bit. We're going to take a break. We're going to play some music, and then we're going to come back with part two of Fun Delivered Limited Edition. We'll call this one limited edition as there's only two things left in the box.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, we're in the middle of Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call. Undelivered, unopened packages that never made it to their final destinations and somehow found their way onto a morning radio show in Sacramento, California. Some of these things that we've opened in the past have been returned, such as a dog collar to the Bronx, New York.
To the rightful owner.
Yep. Still trying to find the owner of what is potentially a ring of somebody's ashes.
Yeah.
Still trying to find the owner for that. And we've got the studio starting to fill up with a museum of past
just
fun
weird
delivered
stuff we've opened.
A neon sign that says Krista. A light up, what is it? Hentai milkmaid?
No, a maid cafe cat girl.
Right, yeah. And she lights up. We've named her Krista.
Yes, Krista.
There's an infinity sign for a wedding that says Kylie loves Justin with the date on it. A phone case of a rapper nobody's ever heard of. So listen, we love fun delivered. And this was an interesting week because the box is almost empty. We had 5 items left and we selected 3 of the 5. Kevin, go ahead. Now, you opened something and you said, what's on the package?
Leaves, and it's giving very fall-esque flavor.
But what word?
Rise.
Somebody texted in to 916-909-1065. Is it Rise spelled with a Y and a Z?
Yeah, they know.
Because they know what company this is. I won't tell you what they said so that you get to be surprised.
Well, okay.
Feels like just one package. Mushroom matcha.
That's exactly what they said. They said Rise is mushroom coffee and matcha.
Kevin's face is so disgusted.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Mushroom coffee sounds disgusting.
That's I don't okay. trust it. Who wants to try it?
I'll try it. Yeah, we'll all try it.
Okay.
All right.
Ready?
Yes.
Here's
all right, now Katie's going to go.
Pink package. Like it's a bubble wrap bag, mm-hmm. but it's pink.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
that looks like jewelry.
Okay.
Oh, there's a bubble wrap inside the.
Okay, so.
Oh, that's
what?
A dream. It's a dream catcher.
It's a dream catcher with crystals.
But it's like half of a dream catcher.
That's so beautiful.
It's a dream catcher. But it's not a full circle. It's
no,
like a crescent shape.
But the crescent's upside down.
Yeah, and then it has jingle jangles that come off of it.
Katie, you can catch your dreams! Finally!
Finally! Oh, she's beautiful.
Katie, I just Google searched an upside down crescent moon.
Yeah.
And it symbolizes letting go, a completion of cycle, and a significant end of a phase and preparation of a new beginning.
Katie!
That's so cute!
All right, we're playing Fun Delivered. By the way, if you want to see any of this, you can always text in the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. I've got a itty bitty box,
yep,
about the size of a 3x5 card, but it's a little bit thicker than that. And let's see what's inside of this.
I feel like it's not, it's pills or something.
It's two. God.
Is it pens again?
No, it's not pens.
How can it be
again?
Pens? The box is too small.
It's something. Weight management.
Oh boy.
It's something called Wellemp.
Could you hold it up? Is
yeah,
it pills?
There's two little boxes of it.
Okay.
And it's GLP-1, a weight management slimming droplet.
Here, so toss me one.
Enriched with GLP-1 peptide hormone. Well, that sounds safe.
Oh boy, it got a 2-star review on Amazon.
Oh,
I
wouldn't
boy. Do that.
Wellemp?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It's a carb blocker for women and men with 2.1 stars out of 5. I wouldn't try that.
I'm not going to try that.
Don't
this.
Try
Trust
it.
Me.
Let's put some in the mushroom tea.
They do put it in tea. There's a picture that they put it in tea.
Wow.
I have to tell you, even the packaging on this doesn't look...
No.
Very official. Like, it's like, too simple.
It looks, if you get close enough to the label, you can see the pixelation where somebody just printed this out of a printer and slapped it on
yeah.
a little
yeah.
plastic bottle.
Smell it. It smells so bad.
It smells like glue.
Don't put that in your body.
It smells like glue!
Okay, well.
And here's another thing that's very troubling. There are no instructions. No directions whatsoever.
You're right.
How many droplets am I supposed to dip onto my tongue? Wellemp! Whatever you feel like, I guess. Thank you, Dr. Wellemp. All right, well, there you go. So who do you think won this week's Fun Delivered? Text in to 916-909-1065. I got a feeling it's somebody who's about to catch all her dreams. And if you want to see any of this, you can always text the word fun to 909-1065.
1065, the end.
The wake up call.
So, is it possible that the penny is going bye-bye-bye?
Well done.
I don't want to agree with Elon Musk.
Never.
On almost anything ever. But he makes a good point about the penny. Okay. Because he is now the person in charge of the made-up Department of Government Efficiency. And
so I make it up. It's just no. It is real.
It is real now? Because it wasn't when they first made it up.
He's got an office in the Eisenhower building.
Right.
No, he does.
No, I know.
All right.
Yeah. It's awesome. It's great. So he tweeted out, well, allegedly he, from the Department of Government Efficiency X account, that the penny should go away. And the reason why is because it roughly costs 3 pennies to make 1 penny. And
oh, interesting. Okay.
And it costs taxpayers $179 million a year to make the 4.5 billion pennies that get printed every single year. So, and this is clever wording, they say it'll save people $179 million if we get rid of the penny. And I hate to say this, but let's do it. I agree. Let's get rid of it.
So I hear what you're saying. I feel like there are so many other places and things we could just stop doing that could save us money.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the penny is the only currency that makes it so you can have exact change.
So let's change that too. No more change.
Yes.
Let's just get rid of change.
Yeah.
I just feel like people who still carry change should be punished.
Punished?
Yes.
It's just, it's not classy to have change.
Or cash in general. You're gunking up the system. It's just, you move so slow. When I see somebody at the grocery store in front of me take out their wallet and start counting paper.
Oh, boy.
It feels like, are we living in today or are we living in 100 years ago?
We can't get rid of change because of taxes on things. Because if it's a percentage of what you're spending, it doesn't matter what the price tag is going to be. Once you do a percentage of that, it's not going to be even every time.
Then round down.
Right.
Change the system.
I'm sure they'd round up. But still, though. Okay, so it ends up costing us a little bit more.
Okay, so we're saving money, but it's going to cost us more.
I'm not even concerned so much with the saving money part, because that's government nonsense. It's not going to save us anything. Canada got rid of their penny.
They did?
Yes. And you know what happened?
What?
They all ended up paying a lot more.
Oh, why? Why?
Because all the companies rounded up. But still, though, think about how much more efficient it all is. Pennies are just stupid and silly.
What is going on in your life that you need to go so fast?
Yeah, how many pennies do you own?
I don't own any pennies.
It's that other people are using cash and change, and it's slowing his life down.
I just,
but where do you need to be?
I need to be everywhere. I need to do everything, okay? What are you see, this is the thing. She never leaves her house.
She just after sleeps. Work.
Okay.
She just sleeps.
I don't
so
just
she
sleep.
Doesn't you know what? It doesn't bother her. It bothers the Instacart person and the DoorDash people that she hires to run her errands and do her bidding.
Right. But do I use cash and coins? No.
Right.
And
doesn't it feel nice?
He's Listen, got you there.
I think I'm no economist. But I feel like once you start taking money away, things don't balance out right. Also, how's my kid gonna, like, raise money for her class.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. They always do some sort of change drive and...
Change drive?
What's a change drive?
Get a QR code like a modern person.
Or box tops.
Box tops are even...
It's a fun game where it's like every day everybody brings their change in and then the kids watch it get higher and higher. Each classroom has like a competition on who could bring in the most money.
Literally so replace heavy. It with anything else.
Yeah.
Since you love old-timey stuff, make them marbles or something like that. You can make them little pebbles from outside. It doesn't matter. It's as if we live in medieval times.
I'll be honest. Considering how quote-unquote modern you are, I'm shocked you haven't ranted against marbles yet. Truly shocked.
Well, marbles need better watch their back because they're next on the list. That is it. That is the full show. We did it.
Was it good for you?
Music free, limited commercials. That's wake up call concentrate, as they say on betterhelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by betterhelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it in.
Online therapy. Try it. Because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. That'll get you 10% off. betterhelp.com/wakeupcall. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.